say my worrying days are done.
Good day. Time is 7 after the hour. This is the Beyond Good Day Hour, in which we tell stories. Jennifer and Doug are here to tell stories. Also, Luke Perry. Who remembers Luke Perry? Raise your hands.
I do.
All right. Do not mention. I'm going to ask when he's here, as sort of a little quickie. We'll have a 2020 celebrity quiz, and the question will be: what was his name on the TV series Beverly Hills 90210?
You can't ask him that. He's going to know.
No, I'm not going to ask him that. I'm going to ask the audience that.
Oh.
And they can participate, as usual, at 888-302-3684.
I know.
I'm sure you do. We're so fascinated with celebrity. There are all kinds of ways of acknowledging one's interest in celebrity. Following what they do certainly seems to be number one. I'm looking at a comment that Kevin Spacey has made. Kevin, one of our most endearing and enduring actors. Would you agree, Jennifer?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's great.
He usually stars in like one movie a year. And people say, well, what does he do the rest of his time? For the past 10 years, he's been the artistic director of the Old Vic in London. And he's staying there until 2015 as the director. I happen to have met him once. He rents an apartment from my friend Uri Geller, as a matter of fact, which is right down the block from the Old Vic. And he has enjoyed his time in London, become a part of the woodwork, has added a great deal of credibility to the Old Vic, which is really something that is a tremendous, when you think about it, to have an American running the Old Vic, given its history, Jennifer, quite a feather in his cap. So as he wants to leave the Old Vic in firm financial situation, sort of on a firm financial footing, I guess. He wants to raise $20 million before he goes. So that would be, if you throw off at 5% that you usually get from an investment these days, right? Bonds and that sort of thing. He wants to have $1 million a year set aside to help refurbish the theater over the next 20 years. He's made that a priority for him. He injected a lot of new life into that theater and to theater in general in England. He's a very accomplished actor. I was looking at his impersonation of Bill Clinton last year. Do you remember? Did you ever see that?
No. Where did he do it?
I forget where he did it, but I remember seeing him do something. I'm going to try to see if I can do a quick bit of research.
I would love to see him as Bill Clinton, actually.
He and Bill Clinton are good friends. He's not a big fan, apparently, of Barack Obama, but he was a stand-in for Elton John at the Grey Goose Winter Ball to raise money for Elton John's AIDS charity. He was happy that Barack Obama was reelected, don't get me wrong. He said, he did a takeoff on Bill Clinton, and the best way, this was after the empty chair thing, the best way to see it is just to, I think, Google Kevin Spacey Bill Clinton impersonation. That's probably it. It's hard on the radio to describe. If we had the audio even, it would be kind of cool, but you can't do that. It's not fair to do that. Speaking of the video, video of the day today at DougStephan.com is very cool stuff, Jennifer. It's called People Are Awesome. It shows folks competing in some extreme sports that allow them to levitate, at least for a moment. Levitation. Levitate is also...
Is it like when you were a kid and you got all around the guy that was a volunteer and you all put point your finger underneath him and tried to raise him? Do you remember that?
No. I didn't.
Okay,
don't remember.
Never mind.
You
apparently
did that?
I used to hang out with witches.
Really? That's all right. Anyway, Levitate is also the name of a song from the band Hadouken. I don't know them. Accompanies the video. Michael, play that and see if any of us can recognize it. This is the song Levitate from our video of the day today called People Are Awesome. So far, it's pretty exciting, huh? Is this, there's no lyric line to this by Coltrane?
Sounds very mystical.
No idea.
What do we know about this band, Jennifer?
I have no clue. I've never heard of them.
Really? This is really good. This is important for us to point this out then. Huh?
I can feel the air rising. Bound to the earth, we could ascend it. I'm realizing. I feel both free lift off the ground. I can levitate.
So you understand why with that lyric line, it would be the song behind some kind of levitation. So anyway, this is the kind of thing I often, I don't pick the videos of the day. Sometimes I have a problem with them because they require too much thinking. If you can't get, maybe that's the same thing. No, I'm serious about a good radio program, a good television program. Sometimes I get accused of being too cerebral. I mean, sometimes I'm just plain silly and foolish, and that's the mode I like. If I could get away with screwing off all the time on the air, I would. But sometimes there are serious things to be discussed, and so you got to go down that road. But it's hard sometimes to paint a word picture that's adequate enough for people to be able to use their imaginations to figure out what it is that you're talking about or describing. I mean, when I mentioned Kevin Spacey, okay, you got an image in your mind right away, right? You know what he looks like. You remember that movie, what was it, Beauty? What was the thing he was in, the roses? And the
American Beauty, American where he Beauty, was laying right. in the petals
right.
of roses.
Yeah, we got it. Right. So who doesn't remember that? We all remember that. And so it's a good, you put the audio, Kevin Spacey, the connection that in your mind he has to that video image of him being in that bed of roses, that's easy to do. But if you haven't seen something like this, the video that we have today at DougStephan.com, the levitation thing is something that you can think of David Blaine maybe doing it, or even some of you might think of Jesus walking on water. There was a video, I think we had it at DougStephan.com a month or so ago, of a fellow who was in England, and he was walking across, literally walking across the Thames River. And it didn't look like there was any. He walked from one side to the other, and people were standing on the bridges watching him, standing on the shore. How does this guy walk across the water? Somehow, he figured out how to levitate. And I'm sure it's a trick, but how do you figure it out? He's not going to tell you how it works. Mm-hmm. But think about it.
We should call Uri.
Yeah, I think you're right, but don't let me forget that next time we talk to him. Speaking of things not to forget about, don't forget about the folks at the Purple Heart Service Foundation. The Purple Heart Service Foundation has people working there that are absolutely, positively dedicated to seeing that veterans get the support they need. The Purple Heart Service Foundation, unfortunately, came about because the government is doing a horrible job taking care of the needs of most veterans when they come back from the theater of war. And as they get older, sometimes there are problems that they have. They can't figure out how to get to be in touch or get a hold of some of the programs that are around for veterans. So along comes the Purple Heart Service Foundation that assists veterans in identifying the problems that they have and how to fix them. If you are supportive of this effort, then why don't you go to the Purple Heart Service Foundation's phone number, 877-743-1631. Let me repeat the number again, 877-743-1631, to give money, to give cars, to give anything that has a title that can be sold for cash to the folks at the Purple Heart Service Foundation. They'll convert it to cash. You get a tax-deductible contribution, completely tax-deductible, and you've helped out a great service organization. The Purple Heart Service Foundation, relying on your donations, so help them out now by calling 877-743-1631. Again, that number is 877-743-1631, or go online to purpleheartcars.org.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. real value for the money, and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
The big news today, Jennifer, at DougSteffen.com comes from a big apartment complex in North Texas community, a residential community. In Plano, which is north of Dallas, has decided that they are going to DNA test all the dogs in the property. This is a gated community. They're trying to catch owners who fail to pick up the dog waste.
Uh-oh.
After they take the dogs out, dogs poop. They're going to examine the DNA of the dog poop. They're going to get the DNA from all the dogs in the neighborhood. And if your dog matches the poop, you are going to be fined $250.
I hate it when strange dogs poop on my grass.
But can you imagine going to that much trouble?
I know. It seems like a lot. But they must have a severe problem, and everybody's denying their involvement.
The new program there is called Pooprints. Pooprints.
Points for creativity, at least.
Company created a DNA database for dogs on the property. And so if you don't get your dogs tested by February 16th, they're going to fine you. If your dog poops and they can figure it's your dog, you're going to get fined. Sounds like California more than Texas.
No kidding. I know. That seems very un-Texas.
Right. So if you want to check out the apartment complex in Texas demanding DNA testing their dogs on that property, you might want to check out the story. It's prominent at DougSteffen.com. It's 21 minutes after the hour. Luke Perry joins us in the next half hour. Jennifer's Beyond Good Day story coming right up here.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps, without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Three past the hour. Let's see if we can hit the post with Neil Diamond here, Jennifer. What do you think? Cherry.
I think you can do it.
Yeah, we're okay. Today is Neil Diamond's birthday. So you celebrate all the beautiful noises that he's made. Didn't he have a song called Beautiful Noise?
I don't know, actually.
Yeah, no, I think he does, as a matter of fact. Born in the state 1941. Cherry was his first number one song. The next one was Cracklin' Rosie. Number one during this week, as a matter of fact, 1970. It's a great song. It's about drinking wine.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. You didn't know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's what this is about.
He has such a distinct sound. That's what makes him so good, is that he doesn't sound like anybody else.
He's got so many hits when he goes to perform in, on stage or whatever. He can just go from one to the next. It's like Bruce Springsteen. So many hits there. Everybody wants to hear the hits. Next song he did that was number one was Song Sung Blue, 1972.
I do like this one.
I do too. Yeah. And Barbara Streisand song, he did a duet with her, You Don't Bring Me Flowers.
You're feeling all right.
Well, you just rolled. Too bad she had to jump in and ruin this.
No, I think she's good. I think it's a good song, actually. Very romantic. The music of
You Don't Bring Me Flowers.
Great poetry. So happy birthday to him on his birthday. All right, Jennifer on Beyond Good Day has a story for us. What are we going to learn here, Jen?
Well, not speaking of birthdays, poor teacher, I don't know if you've heard this story, but it is blowing up all over social media. And this is in one of your home areas, Dougie, out of Ohio.
Really?
A middle school teacher is fighting for her job after a photo was seen on her Facebook page showing students of hers with duct tape across their mouths. The Akron school board is considering whether or not to terminate her. She's been on unpaid leave for quite a while now. But here's what really happened. Somebody sees on Facebook, I guess maybe one of the parents of one of her students, sees a picture of a group of students with duct tape across their mouths, and she's got the caption on the photo that says, she finally found a way to get them to be quiet, ! And what's really happened here, obviously, if she had duct taped these kids herself, then there's no question that she should be suspended, and forget the suspension, she should just be dumped, right?
Yes, correct.
But the school district says that it's a violation of the student's privacy because everyone seems to be focused on the duct tape and the picture and social media and putting her pictures of her kids up there. But what really happened is that she had some duct tape in her classroom. And she had handed a strip of each of duct tape to each kid, and they were supposed to do some sort of art project with it. Well, some of the kids, I guess about, 15 of her entire class, put the tape over their mouth, and they started messing around, as kids will do. I mean, these are grades, you know, middle school kids that are being funny.
Right.
And so when she looked up and saw that all these kids had duct tape on her mouth, she started laughing, and she took a picture of it and then posted it on social media. Well, this is actually going to probably end up costing her job. I mean, they're about a week away from asking her to just leave. So my question to you is, do you think that's warranted?
Would you be upset?
Because you're a parent. Granted, it's been a little while. But, yeah, you know, since your kids were in middle school. But if you had one of their teachers put something on Facebook of them with duct tape on it, would you be outraged?
Would I be outraged?
Because the school board and the parents are.
No. With her explanation? No.
I don't think I would be either with the explanation. Nope. And then the other item here is it wrong for a teacher to post a picture of her students on social media? Is that a violation of privacy? Interesting story, huh? Get you thinking.
Yeah, that did give me, that is something to think about. I think our lives are being too controlled by the social media. There are too many people who are suffering seriously for involvement in this. There's no reason that she should lose her job whatsoever at all. That's pretty outrageous, actually.
There's
some food for thought from Good Day.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lightham with today's Car Clinic Minute. Truth or dare? Truth. Have you ever entered the E-zoned? That dangerous place where your gas gauge inches from full toward empty? Aha, I knew it. When I come back, we'll play dare.
Fortune 500 companies choose Royal Purple Lubricants to protect and improve the performance of their multi-million dollar equipment. The same high performance technology is also available for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or ATV. Royal Purple enhances performance and provides superior protection for anything wrapped in metal. Royal Purple is the performance oil that outperforms. For independent tests and endorsements that document Royal Purple benefits, go to royalpurple.com. That's royalpurple.com.
Truth is, most of us have run out of gas. But with winter's chill, I dare you to keep tanks at least a quarter full. Why? If you're stranded during icy weather, you could get the cold shoulder from Jack Frost while waiting for a rescue or hiking to a gas station. Also, low fuel levels create empty airspace in gas tanks. More airspace means more condensation or moisture, and this water mixed with gasoline adds up to expensive repairs. Now I'm telling you the truth, and I dare you to escape the E-Zone. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Created radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power, cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Program Beyond Good Day. We have lots of conversations with and among ourselves and with you, and also with people who are interested in characters like Luke Perry, the actor, is going to join us in a few minutes here on Good Day because he has something. Obviously, when these people are available, they're plugging something, new television program, new movie, new song, that sort of thing. Happens on the television circuit, happens on the radio circuit, and that's fine because cool Luke, I was going to call
catching
him.
Catching up. Cool man, Luke.
Right, exactly. All right, so our 2020, we'll make this a 2020 television quiz. How's that?
Okay, I like it.
The name that Luke Perry went by, in other words, the name of the character on Beverly Hills 90210.
Mm-hmm.
What was he? Was a rebellious teenager.
Yes, he was.
And all the girls like Jennifer loved him. What was the character's name that he played on Beverly Hills 90210? Luke Perry's character's name.
He was the bad boy with the heart of gold.
210. All right, what's the name? 888-302-3684. And your prize would be saying hello to Luke Perry when he's here and asking him a question. How's that? You like Luke Perry? Jennifer will get to ask him a question. I'll get to ask him a question. You'll get to ask him a question if you can figure out or remember what the name of his character was in Beverly Hills 90210. Luke Perry joins us in a few moments here on Good Day.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Welcome in 2013. Year five of trillion-dollar deficits. Year five of financial repression, that is, negative interest rates. Year five of the Fed trying to pump up an economy while politicians stab it to death with higher taxes and massive new regulations. This is crazy, like watching a slow-motion wreck. For over three decades, Swiss America has offered an option, gold, which has grown in value by over five times since 2002. Politicians strive on keeping Americans in a perpetual state of emergency. Not me. I'm informed because I've read The Great Debasement by Craig Smith for peace of mind. Protect your family now. Call 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN, for a free copy. It's the simple truth. 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Stop these progressive big spenders now before they ruin our children's future.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at Office Max, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol for our tiny prices, like when you buy a 10-ream case of Office Max multi-use paper for $46.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $42 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying $4.99 for a full case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max, but don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 26th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so the question remains, Jennifer, the name that was used by Luke Perry... As the series Beverly Hills 90210 gained steam and momentum.
Started... It actually made this name hot, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, there were a lot of boys that were named for him in...
Yes.
Really?
I'd go out on a limb and say that the name probably took a surge in popularity because of him. Yes.
Well, it's a nice name, but he wasn't nice necessarily...
He was.
I think both of those. I think Luke is very nice,
but Dylan was just kind of misunderstood. He was just a bad boy, but he had a good heart.
Thanks for giving away the answer to the question, by the way.
What did I say?
You said Dylan, and that's the answer to the question. Nice job, Jennifer.
Hey, I'm blonde. What do you expect?
Oh, my God.
I didn't even know I said it.
Thanks very much to everybody who was trying to get in on that one.
Hey, they didn't get the last name, though. I didn't give that away.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
McKay.
Well, how many people? How many people are going to remember that?
Oops.
So, do you think that Dylan and Luke both became names that were used a lot after this show became
popular?
I think
Luke's always been kind of a popular name. It's a biblical name.
Yeah.
But I think that Dylan, oh my gosh, I know actually a couple of my friends had little boy Dylans after that show.
Really?
It became a cool name. You knew that you were going to have a hot guy if you named your little boy Dylan. You knew he would be cute.
All right, so Luke, what do you make of this? Jennifer and I are talking about your real name, Luke Perry,
right,
and then the name of your character on 90210, which was Dylan, and I'd asked the audience to come up with the name.
And
instead,
I ruined it, sorry.
Jennifer ruined the contest. I was going to have one of our callers talk with you, just for the fun of it, but just to sort of clean this up a little bit, Dylan is a more popular name now, and I don't know, I think Luke is, now that she says that, I think you can make a case that you, both in your real life and in the television show, had an influence, or at least your name was influential. A lot of people liked you, and they liked the character. So what do you feel about that? How do you think about being the catalyst for naming a lot of boys after you?
Well, I think there's definitely that potential, because I've heard a lot of people, you know, have come up to me and said, this is my son, Dylan. And, you know, I named him after you. But I think it was Pamela Anderson who took the initiative to have twins and name one Brandon and one Dylan. And I thought, now that's foresight.
I never even thought about that.
No.
That's so cool.
That was not good.
You know,
what she should have done is name one of them.
We know that.
She should have named one of them Dylan, the other one McKay. That would have really made it.
That's the way to go. But no,
right.
So again, she wanted to cover both of her bases, you know, so she got the Brandon and the Dylan. That was a good move.
Smart girl.
All right, I'm a transplanted Buckeye. I went to school at Heidelberg in Tiffin.
Whoa, that's a beautiful campus.
Yeah, it's a neat campus. How far is it from where you were born?
About 40 miles.
Yeah, Fredericktown's not that far away. So you're a Midwesterner through and through. What was life like when you moved to the big city?
Well, I was what they call the Beverly Hillbilly. I just did not change. I'm the Ohio guy. I had a pig in my yard. You know,
really?
Here's the deal. You can go and do different jobs in Hollywood, but you don't have to be somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like that. And I just always, you know, I'm a Buckeye too, and I got no problems with that. I'm very proud of it. I didn't feel like I had to be anybody else or try to fit in any other place.
All right, here's a very good lesson. Underscore this. Let's repeat this for a moment, because I think what Luke Perry is saying is something that's a lesson. I was telling a story earlier, Luke, about being at a casting call at an agency last night, just kind of for the fun of it, and looking at all of these younger people who want to have what you have, and many of them are...
Arthritis?
I don't know about that. I didn't see too much evidence of that.
Oh.
But a heck of a lot of them were so insecure, trying to be something that you knew they weren't. So
mm-hmm.
What advice do you have to people that are coming along? Put yourself back when you were 20 years old, moving from Ohio to...
I know exactly where you're going with this.
Yeah.
And do not do that. Do not try to be the thing that they want, because that changes literally 5 to 6 times a day. The person casting gets told by different people, no, we look for this. Yeah, but not like that, more like this. Somebody with a blue shirt, their criteria is constantly changing. You need to make choices about what you're going to do, what you're going to do in your audition, and what it's going to say about you. Know exactly who you are, walk in there and give them that. Now, if they want you to do something different, they'll ask you to do it. But if you go in trying to guess what it is they want to see, and you're trying to jump through those hoops, it just looks ridiculous. The people that they respond to are the ones that have come in with some confidence, that have made choices about it, and they say, this is my take on it, and
because
they throw it down.
You kind of stay true to your brand, which, you know, you, and that's kind of a overused term now, but what you're saying is really, you know, you kind of stay true to who you are, and you've kind of done that, because not only do you act now, but you've also gone behind, you do directing and producing, and you even did that on 90210, didn't you, for a little bit?
I directed a couple, but, you know, when I was a kid and I watched Westerns, and I never, you know, when the Wild Wild West was over, I never thought, oh, I wish I had produced that. I wish I had been the director of that. You know, I wanted to be James West. I wanted to play, you know, I wanted to ride the horse, wanted to kiss the girl.
Well, you know what?
Want to meet him, because
you've come to the right place, because Jennifer...
He does a radio show with us.
He works with Jennifer now. Conrad does.
there you go. So you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. You want to emulate that which you have seen and you think is cool.
Right, especially when you're a child, you know, and I'm watching that, and then I'm watching Maverick, you know, and Maverick was always so cool.
Maverick was the legend of the West.
Yes. Who's that tall, dark stranger?
Riverboat,
there?
Ring its bell. Fare thee well, Annabelle.
That's right. Did you know it? And I'll tell you, when I met James Garner, that was one of the, that for me was one of the times that I actually got starstruck.
Yeah. I regret it. Yeah,
I parked in his spot.
Really?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And, oh, man, it sucked. I didn't know that I had parked in his spot. And it was at a studio soundstage. And I go walking out to my car after I looped, and I hear James Garner's voice. He says, hey, kid. Yeah? He says, that's your black Chevy out there?
Uh-oh.
I said, yes, sir, it is. He said, well, you parked in my spot, and I let the air out of your tire. And I said, okay. That's all I can say. I said, okay. And I went out thinking I'd have 4 flat tires. None of them were. I turned around, and he was just standing behind me grinning, and he stuck out his hand and said, I'm Jim Garner. I said, I know who you are, Mr. Garner. I mean, it was just unbelievable. And when I backed out of the parking place, I looked there, and it said, James Garner, God. He was doing the voice of God on this show, and that's what it said on the parking thing, James Garner, God.
God.
I was like, yeah, you pretty much got that right.
Yeah, right.
Funny.
All right, so tell us about the Hallmark Movie Channel Good Night for Justice presentation that I think starts airing this Saturday, if I'm not mistaken.
It does. It airs Saturday at 8, 7 Central. I know you, a lot of folks hear you in the Central Time Zone. And this is a little more of a romantic action-adventure Western. The other two that I had made for the channel, they thought were kind of traditional, and, you know, and that's what I want to do. And I said, I'll tell you what, I'll make another one, and I'll make this one a little more appealing to women and kids and dogs. So what we did was, did you ever see, like, Romancing the Stone?
Oh, yeah.
Love it, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, imagine that as a Western.
Yeah.
And we kind of went for that. And I thought, cool. Because right. Those movies always look like a lot of fun to me, too.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, that's great. And I get to do it on horseback? Cool, we'll take it.
Are you a good rider?
I thought of one that was a little more fun.
Are you a good rider?
I don't fall off much.
I guess if you can stay on the horse, you'd be considered a good rider.
It's the main part of horse riding. Let me say that. I'm no expert. I'm just a guy that likes horses, and I like to ride them in the movies. The big part is staying on.
That's right.
Right. I think there's something to be said for that. All right. So the bottom line here is the Hallmark Movie Channel is presenting Good Night for Justice, Measure of a Man.
No, this one's called Queen of Hearts.
Oh, it is. Oh, they gave me the wrong information.
This girl's the Queen of Hearts. And when you see, she's got like a
heart-shaped. Oh, I got it. Good Night for Justice was the first one. Queen of Hearts is the sequel.
Yeah, this is the third one.
I got it. It is. You've done
three. Yeah,
yeah. Okay.
Measure of a Man was the second. This is the third one. You know, but it's all right. We get confused sometimes.
You're a judge. You're a circuit judge in this.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's right, because that way you get to move from place to place in between each movie. The circuit judges always had to move around back then.
Yeah, yeah. I think you've got I like the tone of your voice. You kind of got a handle on it. You've been very successful. You figure out how to cut a nice niche for yourself out in La La Land and in people, I think, around the country's hearts and minds. They know Luke Perry. They like Luke Perry. Whatever it is that you're doing, they're probably interested in. Just the same as Garner. I mean, a lot of people go out of their way. Okay, Garner's going to be in a movie or a television show. I'm watching it. I think
that was always me. When I saw Jim Garner and Tom, I was like, yep, got to see it, got to watch it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Well, thank
continued
you.
Success.
It.
Nice to have you here, Luke, to chat. Luke Perry, who stars in Good Night for Justice, Queen of Hearts. The premiere is on the Hallmark Movie Channel. These are the kind of things I like to watch, actually, myself,
mm-hmm.
Jennifer. I think
it
I'll put
fun.
Make a note for Saturday the 26th at 8 o'clock Eastern. It's 11 for the hour on Good Day.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? GEICO, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet, no matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from GEICO. It really is as simple as that.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com. Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
A busy day on the Hill, from the debt ceiling to Q&A with the Secretary of State. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. Let's get the federal debt limit out of the way. A vote by the House for a short-term extension on the debt ceiling. Here's the tally.
On this vote, the yeas are 285 and the nays are 144.
So, the motion passes. The Republican bill extends the government's borrowing authority until the middle of May with conditions. The measure would withhold congressional paychecks unless the Senate approves a federal budget, something the Senate hasn't done in 4 years. Senate Democratic leaders say they do expect the Senate to pass this debt ceiling extension. On to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who faced not one but two congressional hearings on Capitol Hill yesterday, answering questions on the deadly attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, back on September 11th of last year. Secretary Clinton answered questions from the Senate first and then members of the House later on. It was testy at times. Here's Secretary Clinton firing back at senators looking for a reason behind the administration's initial claim that the deadly attack was a spontaneous demonstration and not a coordinated terror attack.
We had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
Later on, Republican Senator John McCain had this to say about Secretary Clinton's responses.
There are many questions that are unanswered, and the answers, frankly, that you've given this morning are not satisfactory to me.
Secretary Clinton, of course, plans to step down when her successor, Massachusetts Senator John Kerry, is confirmed by the Senate as the new Secretary of State. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
All righty. Emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, Emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah. It doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Oh, right. Okay,
just take another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, Emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews. That was good. The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
On Wall Street, another good day for stocks. The Dow up 67 points yesterday, closing at 13,779. S&P with a 2-point gain. NASDAQ added 10. Crude oil prices dropped $1.45 a barrel, finishing at $95.23. A major change on the way for our military. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is lifting the ban on women serving in combat roles. The change in policy enabling women to serve in frontline combat patrols and elite military units. The Pentagon is currently being sued by four servicewomen who claim the no combat policy stunted their career opportunities. And finally, we have more about the cold and flu season. The cold part of this refers not only to a stuffed or runny nose, but to an Arctic blast of frigid air that is causing millions of people across northern sections of the country to do this. Oh, they're shivering all right. From Chicago to New England to New York to Washington, D.C. and Virginia, the only thing you can do is bundle up.
Tremendously cold, man. Hats and gloves is my recommendation.
Wearing a lot of clothes. Layers and layers of clothes.
More layers. Stay inside if I want to be cozy.
Stay inside and drink hot chocolate.
Well, hot chocolate sounds good. Chicken soup is always a winner, but how about some sorbet? Now, wait a minute. Sorbet is something you enjoy on the beach, right? Well, yes. Ice cream and sorbet is a summertime treat. But a New York ice cream company has come up with a flu-fighting sorbet. Jenny Britton Bauer of Jenny's Splendid Ice Cream says her influenza sorbet is derived from an old family remedy, and it's getting very positive reviews. Influenza sorbet is a combination of lemon, spicy cayenne pepper, a dash of pectin, which is used in cough drops, and a healthy dose of bourbon whiskey. Health officials insist influenza sorbet is not a substitute for a flu shot. Speaking of which, today marks 2 weeks since I got my flu shot. We're told it takes 2 weeks for the vaccine to become fully effective, so I'm good to go. Even if I'm not 100% protected, more like 60%, I still feel invincible. You know what? I'm going to run outside in the bitter cold without even wearing a jacket. Here we go. Go ahead, influenza. Take your best shot. I'm David Wise. That's the news that matters.
Baa Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.